I never blew an N64 cartridge once.
Really?
I never blew anyone. Ever.
I don't think that's true.
No. Hey, I lived in Hollywood for 2 years.
Fanboy with Harlan Warnstein is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Fanboy with Harlan Warnstein wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Today's episode is an interesting one because they're all interesting. We do interesting stuff here. And this one is Console Wars.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's that?
A voice.
Guys, I have a guest today. My boy, you speak yourself.
I speak myself. I'm your boy. It's me, Harley's son. Hey, it's Matt Robb. None of you know me.
Matt, no, they've seen Epic Gaming Time.
All right. You were the three. They were the three. Holly, you and I have known each other for 7 years, 6 years?
Has it actually been 6 years? 2013, I feel like, is the
5 years. 5 years.
2013.
We've known each other for 5 years. We've worked on a ton of projects together. All can be seen on the bowels of YouTube.
Yeah. We did Epic Gaming Time together.
Yep.
Every time you've ever seen me in a Smosh Games thing, it's because I was like, yo, Matt, you got to hook me up with this laser corn shit, bro.
You got to get me on some laser corn and call me the wrong name.
Yeah, he did.
Several times on the air.
He did. He dissed me hard. It was sick. Sick power move. Even right after it was shooting, he was like, I know your name's Harley, by the way. He's like, hey, Harvey, I know your name's Harley.
He loved calling you Harvey. Yeah. It was great. I run all the shit over at Smosh Games. I do a lot of the creative stuff and all the stuff, and you'll see me online and on the Twitters. And all
at Matt Robb.
At Matt Robb.
Robb is R-A-U-B.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah.
You'll see my lower third here. It'll pop up in the audio podcast.
That's not that type of thing.
What? There's no lower thirds?
You can't visually see the audio.
You got to get on that new stuff.
Okay, shit. All right. Next one. I thought I would give a really broad and open topic.
Okay.
Other than wrestling.
Oh. I don't know anything about anything. So that's
good. And you know quite a bit. I thought we would do console wars, but like it could be like a two-tier thing. Okay. But we can go into the historical console wars, but we're not.
Okay, good.
But I still need this right here, right now. Super Nintendo. Sega Genesis. No, let's just go this. Sega versus Nintendo.
Nintendo. Just the entire.
Like Sega Genesis and Dreamcast or Super Nintendo.
Tail of the tape. It's got to be Nintendo because Sega. You got Dreamcast, Game Gear, Genesis, CD.
All awesome things. Well, minus CD. Yeah. You had it for a second.
Dreamcast. Here's the thing. Dreamcast was fine. Dreamcast was like a flash in the pan. Like I didn't need a Dreamcast. I needed an.
Did you have a Dreamcast?
No. That's, I think, maybe the one console I didn't have.
My cousin had it, and he, don't ever do this. He pirated. It was like a modded thing.
PSA.
Oh, shit, the police.
Oh, no, they're here.
Oh, we just beat them up, John Wick style. We beat up all of them.
Yeah,
headshots
I threw my gun at them. That's how I do it.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Which one?
John Wick.
Oh, yeah, well, no, it's great. Love John
the
Wick.
The police aren't here. It's a joke. We pirated Sega Dreamcast games in Canada, a couple of Jewish boys. And there was so many awesome games.
Yeah.
And then instantly in the garbage when the 64 came
out. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, because the Dreamcast was the inferior 64. 64 was perfect.
Yeah. You know, I always remember the like Sega Genesis for Super Nintendo debate. And everyone was always like, it's a debate, debate. And I was like, well, it's not a debate. Super Nintendo crushed it.
Yeah.
Like I had a Sega Genesis and when I went to go rent games, there was nothing there.
No.
I'd be like, man, Comic Zone was cool for the last 3 years. I can't wait for Vector Man to come out in 2 years from now. And then that's all we got.
Comic Zone was such a cool game that they never touched the franchise after the first Comic Zone.
They're like, let's not ruin it.
Yeah.
We did a good one.
It's a perfect game. It's a 10 out of 10. No, I mean, N64 is the perfect console. Like for the time, it was exactly what everybody wanted, right? It was cartridges. So you got to blow on it. It was save state inside. You can add attachments to the controller. Like it was everything.
And I know people right now were like, oh, but PlayStation wasn't cartridge. You didn't have to blow on it. Okay, PlayStation, you have to take it on sometimes, go
exactly.
On the bottom of it and do it and wipe it down real carefully. Mm-hmm. I never blew an N64 cartridge once.
Really?
I never blew anyone. Ever.
I don't think that's true.
No. Hey, I lived in Hollywood for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, you did. No, I think you weren't supposed to blow in anything, but it was just a natural thing to do. You got to blow in the cartridges to make them work gooder.
After Nintendo came out and I blew on cartridges, after that, I did blow on other things.
Yeah.
for like 10 years of my life.
Mm-hmm. Credit cards. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, sir?
Yeah, exactly. No, not just that. Like, I'd take their credit card machine and blow in that. And be like, it's your shit.
Everything's in Ocarina.
I swear. I've like, in the last like 5 years, I think I've blown into a USB cable once or twice even.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. You never know. You never know what gets all up in there. You got to blow it out.
I had a buddy who had a Nintendo and you couldn't take the game out. He just had one game.
Okay.
And that game stayed in there.
And it was?
It was locked in.
What was the game?
It was, I don't know, but it was stuck in a Game Genie. So it was in the Game Genie in there and he couldn't take it out.
Okay.
Because he's like, no, it took forever to get this working.
Got it. Now, the real question is, so it's Game Genie versus
Game Shark.
Game Shark.
Yeah.
That's the real debate.
Yeah. Game Genie.
It's Game Genie.
Game Shark had like 55-digit codes.
Yeah.
But that's because Game Genie was popping on Nintendo.
Yeah.
Versus Super Nintendo. But this is not what it's about.
No.
Okay? It's about, it was this one game theory episode. Shout out to my boy Matthew.
Hashtag ad.
The game theory episode, it was like Sega Genesis for Super Nintendo. And I was like, you stupid fucking moron, Matt Pat. You're so dumb. It's not even a competition.
No.
And then through a series of like awesome gifts and editing, blah, blah, whatever, the big plot twist, which I never realized, was not only did Sega Genesis have internet access and wireless controllers, should you choose to be a Japanese guy and fully spend $800 on your system?
Yeah, Sega was great if you lived in Japan in the 90s.
If you lived in Japan in the 90s and you were millionaires, you could have the awesome, like, your Sega Genesis was a Zord.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would attach, like, Sega CD and then Sega 32X. Yes. And then you would attach the legs so it could walk around and you could walk it. It was also a robo dog attachment they had. Yeah. That part's a lie.
And there was a little fleshlight at the end of it.
Yeah, you could fuck it.
Mm-hmm. This is my Sega.
That's when you let the console. This console blows you.
Oh, in Russia.
That's what they said in Japan. But the plot twist was not only that it had wireless controllers and an internet, but the Sega Genesis was competing with NES. And that was the biggest thing, was that the Sega Genesis existed for 2 years before the Super Nintendo. Yeah. And I kind of remember that. I remembered it was called like there was two versions of the Sega Genesis. And I remember I got one that came with Sonic 2, and that's the one that he saw at everyone's houses if you were like our age, 32, 33.
Yeah.
But there was one before that, which was really fucking weird. And it was all the games where, remember the games had like a yellow tab on them?
Yeah.
That was like the older, that's what was competing with Nintendo.
Okay.
And then when you take that compete with Nintendo, you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking smoke show.
Oh, of course.
But then Super Nintendo came and it's like Sega just kept competing for years there.
The same. I mean, but the problem is like even Super Nintendo was great, but I feel like Super Nintendo just got immediately shadowed by the N64. Like Super Nintendo, I want to know like what was the time difference between that launch and the N64?
Well, what they said was Super Nintendo actively held back Star Fox 2 on Super Nintendo, fully made game, and then they were like, stop. We have the 64 coming out. And we know that everyone's going to be like, well, I don't want to freaking spend that much when I have Star Fox 2. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. It's not even on N64. Fuck your shit. I'm chilling. I'm chilling, bro.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So that was how close it was. It was that close. And obviously, did you know that 64 wanted to, Sony approached Nintendo.
I did know this.
About making it a CD-based thing.
And they're like, and they were like,
they're like, get out of here, you idiots.
CDs. If we're going to make CDs, we're going to make them tiny that don't fit in anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Foreshadowing.
And they're like, look at this guy's console. It doesn't even have a handle.
Wouldn't even put the rumble pack, bro. Yeah. There's no rumble pack in this.
But fuck all those systems. Fuck the past. Here's the real question. Today, do we have a computer?
Do I have a computer?
Do you have a gaming computer?
Here's my thing.
Does it run Crysis? No, I'm kidding. Do people say that stuff?
Nobody plays Crysis. No. I'm not a PC gamer. I'm a console boy all the way.
Yep. I would say that in my heart, I am a console gamer as well. Okay.
I made the choice to go Mac a long time ago because I got into video editing and all that stuff.
Same.
Really early on, so I've always been a Mac guy, and the games on Mac have always sucked.
Yep.
Like Apple games, like I think there was a period of time where I was waiting for City of Heroes to drop on an Apple, and it never was going to. I was like, I just want to play like an open world superhero game. Like, how dope would that be? Never came out.
It actually wasn't that dope.
No, I had no idea. I just thought it was going to be cool. So instead, I just had like Math Blasters and like shit like that. Shit that I could learn. it's like Chubb's trying to teach me, game. Get the fuck out of here. So I was like, I never got into it. And I was like, honestly, I was like, I could build myself. But I was like, I don't want to deal with that shit. I'm just going to buy an Xbox or buy a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So I have almost all the consoles now.
You have a Nintendo Switch?
I have a Switch.
Ooh.
I have a PS4 Slim.
Oh, Slim.
I have a PS4 Pro.
What?
I have an Xbox One X and an Xbox One S.
That's something I ask myself every day. I'm like, would I rather be Slim or be a Pro?
Both. You could be a Slim
Pro. You can't be a Slim
Pro. You can't be a Slim
Pro. Doesn't exist.
I'm a pro.
But there's no Slim Pro out there.
There's no Slim. I mean, the Pro is pretty slim.
But it's not the Slim.
It's not the Slim.
Yeah.
And I do have a PSVR and an Oculus. Because I don't want to choose sides. I don't want to choose sides. I want all of it.
Yeah.
When we're talking about future proofing, I
like
to make sure
I like my PSVR.
Yeah.
I got a Mac when Epic Mealtime started. I started editing on it. Mm-hmm. I love Mac. It really did help me get into it. But then when I taught all like my employees how to edit,
mm-hmm.
they naturally gravitated to PCs.
Right.
So then when I got back and I'm like, oh, you guys making us a video here? Is it going to be a good one or what? I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Everyone's on Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
So I went back to Premiere Pro,
mm-hmm.
and I was happy with that.
Which is on Mac. You can.
Yeah. But I just went on PCs and I started going back to PC, but I edit on both now. Mm-hmm. I go back and forth. But I really wanted a PC because there were games that I missed that I wanted. And those were like StarCraft and Diablo. I never played Diablo 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I never played StarCraft 1.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to play these important games of gaming history.
I need to be a part of this movement right now.
So I got a PC and I got StarCraft 2 and mm-hmm. I hated it.
Yeah.
I really hated it.
Yeah.
It was not my game at all.
Yep.
It was just like, it was beautiful. And I like RTSs, but this one the whole time was just like every single second, you know that mm-hmm. you are a slow fucking moron.
Yeah.
Every 100%. Time.
See, I did the opposite because I wanted to be in on the generation, but I also didn't want to commit and buy a PC. So I would just always borrow my boy's PC. So like LAN parties would come and be like, hey man, can I just borrow your PC? And like, I'd go to the house, we'd plug everything in.
It's such an annoying thing to borrow from someone.
It really is. It's like, can I just borrow your giant like tower?
And then you bring it back. You're like, I got to run, man. Here it is. You just put it down on their kitchen floor.
Yeah. It's like, all right, later. All the cables are knots. Bye. But like, I would do that. I was addicted to Warcraft 3. I played a little bit of WoW, but like those were.
Never played WoW. Never even touched WoW.
It had such a negative stigma because I had friends that were literally failing out of school because of WoW. They're failing out of college because they were spending too much time on WoW.
Did they ever beat life or did they lose?
They beat life.
They got it together?
Yeah, they got their shit together.
Okay.
And WoW got lame after a while. They're like, I guess I should go back.
So something must have happened in WoW.
Like
no, seriously, like because people are like, yo, Sauce Boss, you play WoW? People were like, yo, Harley, you play WoW?
You gotta get him WoW.
It came up like 8 times on one of my Discord, and I was like, yo, what's up with this World of Warcraft? Everyone's like, one of the biggest games. I'm like, yes. I know that, you fools. I want to know, why is everyone talking about this shit? New update happened.
Yes,
the brand apparently new. It's like one that's like, it's just like, please,
mm-hmm.
if you've never played this before,
mm-hmm.
now is the last chance to get on the bus and maybe throw away and fail at something.
I tried WoW for a little bit, but my problem was people were taking, I've never, and you know this about me, I've never taken anything seriously, period.
Yeah.
I don't. I can't. Life's too short to be like, this game is my life. Like, fuck that. So
guys, by the way, Matt got tickets for, I forget which Marvel movie it was. He took it extremely seriously in New York, remember?
Guardians 2.
Yeah, he got tickets for everyone. It was all set up. And
I took it seriously because I take bonding seriously. I take spending time with my friends.
Okay,
you
want to
ridicule me that?
No, I'm just saying. I saw you take something seriously once.
No, but even still, I was like, movie's mediocre.
Yeah.
Like I walked out and I was like, one was better.
Yeah,
I hope they don't make a third one.
I was like, yo, that was great. Wasn't it great? You're like, one was better. I'm like, yeah, but. They could both still, it could be great.
One
and one could be
10.
Better.
Guardians, I will fight you on this. Guardians 1 is a perfect 10. Guardians 2, not good.
Not good?
I mean, it's not a 1. It was okay, but it was just too many things.
Guys, that's another episode. Trust me, you'll get it.
You'll get it.
You'll get that one.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I lost my train.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, I bought World of Warcraft, and I kept swearing in a guild. And they're like, we're going to boot you if you keep swearing. I was like, haha, fuck that. And then they booted me. And I was like, what? What, like, what happened? I was talking to my friends. They're like, you can't swear in guilds, bro. This is, like, serious shit. And I was like, okay. So I had to, like, go in front of, like, the tribunal. And I'm using the biggest air quotes in the world. Go in front of the tribunal, which I guarantee are just sweaty dudes sitting in their underwear. Like, you have to explain why you deserve to be in this guild. So I, like, explained it. I was like, oh, I apologize, Azeroth 12. Like, I'm sincerely sorry. Got in the guild. They're like, we'll grant you access one more time. Got back in. Immediately said, fuck this shit. It's gay. And and then I got booted again. I never played WoW again in my life. It's shit like that. Like, there's no point. I've never played a game that people take so seriously that you have to be like, that's why I don't get shooters.
So I got on PS4, mm-hmm. and it's funny you say that. I got this game called Firewall.
Okay.
It's a VR, like, Rainbow Six style shooter, and okay. I got the aim controller.
Is this the one you showed me with the mirror was getting way too intense? And it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love it. It's so much fun. I got the headset on.
Uh-huh.
And, like, sometimes if someone is going to go on the headset and, like, hey, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
When I'm on the headset, like, I'm happy. I'm like, oh, cool. Someone's taking charge. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever this guy says, I'm like, you know, I'll be like, Big Pony 514 reporting for duty, sir. What are our orders?
You're Big Pony? Oh, man.
And I get into it. Yeah. And I like when that's like that, but I'm the opposite in that sense. I'm like, if I got the time right here, let's fucking get this victory.
Sure.
And in this game, it's like a first-person shooter. It starts off, and this guy's like, all right, so what's the game plan? It's quiet, so you know I plug in my head. So I'm like, all right, here's what I say we do. I say we do a pincer maneuver. You two to the left, me and this guy, we're gonna go to the right.
What we'll do is
we'll look on the top and the bottom. This guy goes, with all due respect, bro, okay, I'll fucking play this game how I want. Please shut the fuck up. And I was like, well, listen, with all due respect, bro, this ain't Fortnite. If you want to lone wolf this shit and play for free, then you can fucking hop on that and act like an idiot. But we are a cohesive squad, and I want to get that W, because if we lose, you get 10 crypto points. But if we win, we get 600 crypto points. You think I want to waste my fucking time because you want a lone wolf, you idiot? You're level 3. Now fall in fucking line. And I swear, Andy's right there, my girlfriend. She's like, what are you doing?
See?
I have goggles on.
See?
I can't see who's near me.
You have the VR headset.
I have VR headset on.
You're full steampunk, man. You're ready.
But this one guy there in the room is just like, he's like, I guess they know each other in real life. He's like, yo, Jared, man, I'm with him, bro. I kind of want to win. And he's like, all right, what are we doing? I had to mute it. And yeah. I was like, they respect me. They respect me.
So you're playing it for that. So you gave him the Remember the Titan speech, and it made sense. But the people that are like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You're fucking it up for everybody.
Toxic griefing.
Yeah.
I never played League of Legends, but that's what I heard it is.
Yes.
I heard it
most
is that.
Of it. There are exceptions, but most of it are people that are just like, you fucking suck, you newbie bitch. Like, nonsense. Like, just stupid.
Yeah. When I was younger, I loved PC, but I only played at friends' houses.
Yeah.
Because my house just couldn't get a PC. And I remember I was like, when I'm an adult, mm-hmm. I'm going to be able to buy one.
One day,
I'm going to have $1,250, which is a fucking ridiculous amount of money to spend.
It is.
You know? It's
still
like,
is.
It's a stupid fucking amount.
It is.
And I'm like, I'm going to do that so I could play all the same games. Mm-hmm. But a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
and you know what's terrible? This is the worst thing. Is I loved console gaming, and I love all. I still mostly play my Xbox more than anything. But what was really interesting is, like, once you get a PC, and then once you go from, like, instead of playing 1080, going to, like, you know, 2K resolution or up, mm-hmm. and like being like 60 frames straight or 120 frames, then I go to Xbox, and in my head I'm like. Like, I'll see, like, PUBG, I'll be like, ugh. And then in my head, I'm like, you fucker, you've become one of those.
The elitist.
Yeah.
Yep.
It happens to you. Because you can't help, like, you scrutinize all the worst things and just,
sure.
That's just ends up what happens. That's just mm-hmm. the end of it. But even though I think my PS4 in many ways is superior to my Xbox, mm-hmm. for the first time, I think the PS4 controller is it's the best controller. That PS4 controller with that space button.
Yeah.
Because you could swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, and push it in.
I honestly, the two games that I've played on my PS4 in the last 3 years, so God of War and Spider-Man, I don't use it.
So that's the point I was getting at. I love it, but I only have my PS4 for the things that PS4 gives me that no one else can.
Right.
So I don't touch my PS4 until it's to touch, like, Persona 5, mm-hmm. Neo, a Spider-Man, mm-hmm. Bloodborne, God of War, yep. Last of Us, Uncharted. But these are, like, 8 games.
Yep.
Now, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Console is worth it.
Yes.
Those 8 games. But then it's like on Xbox where I'm like, okay, if it's Call of Duty, if it's Battlefield, if it's everything, I'm going to get it on Xbox. And then the games I really, really, really love. Like, if I love Battlefield, mm-hmm. I'm such an idiot sucker and I wish EA had a fix for it. I buy Battlefield on PC and on Xbox.
Yeah.
That's the same game. 2 different prices, mm-hmm. and they should just, like, people are like, crossplay, let's get crossplay. I'm like, oh, crossplay, I want cloud save from my Xbox to my computer.
Yep.
That's what I want. Yeah, I want that mixture big time.
Yes. But I mean, that'll put them out of business.
But if you had, man, fuck business.
We'll play my game.
I won't play my games. I won't fucking play my games.
I think we even had the conversation because I think Epic Gaming Time was sponsored by PS4 when it launched.
Yeah.
So I think you and I actually opened up the box and played it like for the very first time. We're like, okay, what's all the hype about? Like, yeah. we were hanging out. You went to the Xbox launch.
We had it early. We played PS4 and we played Xbox One early.
And we had to make 8 episodes out of 8 different games on PS4. I'm like, fuck, how the hell are we going to do this?
We're like, okay, episode 1, knack. Episode 2, knack.
Yeah, knack with Felicia Day, then knack with Tony Hawk. We got this. No, I mean, that was the issue, is like there are no games for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Honestly, the war, all the things you want to say, like I think the Xbox One X is on par graphics-wise. I think it's great. Like it's
PS4 Pro?
PS4 Pro. So
I think the Xbox One X outperforms the PS4 Pro.
Yes.
But the problem is when you have a game like Spider-Man made for the PlayStation, then it is optimized for that console, only that console. Or Horizon,
right,
which is an incredible game on PlayStation also. Yep. Like, nothing like looks like that on Xbox One X. So Battlefield looks better on Xbox One X than on PS4 Pro.
Right.
But those PS4 Pro games look better than anything else. Even Bloodborne's like an incredible looking game.
100%.
And it's because it's made for that. Xbox kind of bailed on that a bit.
Well, because they focused less on like the exclusivity and more on like, here's all the shit that you can do, right? Like the fact that there is Windows 10 and Xbox integration, the fact that there is the ability to like cross back and forth, like they're not... It's not the war that it's always been, right? It's not like, all right, PlayStation announced this. What's Xbox going to announce? It's like, it seems like everybody's kind of like, nah, we're good playing in the sandbox. We're actually going to make money. So we're going to go over here and do our money thing and you guys figure it out on your own. That seems to be the game, right? Because like, I went to the Xbox announcement at E3 and I was like, okay, some of these games look pretty dope. They look gorgeous. Like the Samurai game, like even Forza, which I'm like, I'm not a racing fan at all, but I was like, this is beautiful.
I'm not a racing fan at all. Every year I'm like, damn, I wish I cared about cars more. Right? This looks sick.
But also if you play a racing game and you change the perspective from inside the driver's seat, you're a sociopath. There's something definitely
wrong. Yeah.
Like they were like, look at this game. And then like, now we're going to shrink it down to like 2 inches because you're going to be looking through the windshield. It's like, who the fuck plays this game from inside the driver's perspective?
Richard Duick.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know Richard Duick?
No.
He's a friend of mine from high school. He was
a sociopath.
So, maybe. He was so good at every single racing game and did it inside the car.
That's insane. I can't fathom that, especially now where it's like the game is graphics. Right?
And the craziest part is he was even better in third person.
Mm.
But he frowned at that.
Yeah, he refused.
But I mean, however, do you have PSVR?
I do.
Did you ever buy Wipeout?
I didn't.
Because Wipeout.
Like Wipeout, like old school N64 Wipeout?
Well, or like Wipeout, on PlayStation.
Okay.
Like it was always the racing games. The super fast.
Yeah.
They had one, like a legacy collection.
Okay.
And this is what's really awesome. They're just like, oh, today, that game's VR now.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was already a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never, and it's so cool to see the fucking car and the fucking lasers behind it when you're speeding and everything. And I agree. I even like third person games. Just seeing my guy, I'm like, look at my guy. Mm-hmm. I made him. Mm-hmm. I got that hat in the dungeon. And then they updated Wipeout, and Wipeout is now, it's a first-person perspective.
Okay.
So you're in there, but it's not the same. It's because you're in there.
Right.
So you're not looking through a little windshield. Yeah. The windshield is right.
Yeah,
because it's not on your TV.
Yeah.
You got to like look up and down, left and right.
That makes sense. Doing it that way makes sense because you actually have like field of vision. But like even in the VR stuff, like VR, if you want to talk console war, it's already won. HTC Vive, 1,000,000% is the best VR console, period.
Well, I went to go buy one.
Yeah.
And I was advised by some insider boys I know. They said, do not. Because in December, they will be announcing or dropping the newest HTC Vive. Everyone says Vive here, eh?
It's Vive. It's never been Vive. I used to say it. I never corrected you because I felt bad for you.
Well, because it's a French word.
No, Vive is like...
Vive means live.
Right.
In French.
But Vive, living la vida loca is American, bro.
Big shout out to Menudo.
just one of the guys.
Just a quick second here. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the Fanboy Podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Harley Morenstein. I stream on Facebook these days, fb.gg/Harley Morenstein. Make sure you check it out. And also, if you ever go to one of my streams, say, hey, I'm here from the podcast. I don't want to feed you lines. Say it however you want, but go in the chat.
Say it exactly that way.
Yeah. Go in there and say you came from the podcast. It means a lot. And also, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast right now, leave a rating and a review. It goes a really long way for people enjoying the show and it being, it's getting, I killed this read. Thank God it's my own read. So, yeah, I love you guys.
It's weird that you wrote all this down, too. You're still getting through it.
I'm staring Matt in his eyeballs. Let's get back to it.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Oh, wait, quick. Also sponsored by Matt Robb on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagram. MATTRAUB.
Yeah, sponsored by me.
Go to him and be like, I saw on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I saw 10 stars. I saw with my ears.
Yeah, use the code word living la viva loca. Use that code word. You get 10% off my next Instagram post. Use it right now. Yeah, it's great.
I was told that the new VR will be superior.
So you're saying the new VR or the new HTC Vive?
HTC Vive.
Okay. So that's the pro.
It's the pro.
Yeah.
Essentially, as like a base, but it's going to have higher resolution per each eye and more frames, and obviously with the expansion for the wireless pack on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's the worst part is the wire on the back.
The fact that you have to like connect it to a thing.
It's just like you're doing stuff and there's this like big hanging heavy wire like on your shoulder.
I spoiled you when you came last and we did the VR stuff on the green screen.
Oh, that was sick.
We had,
you had
like, a rig over the head. So it like, never was behind you.
You guys should check it out. It's just look up Harley Smosh Games, The Plank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the plank experience and we actually used a real life plank and like a wind fan. It was dope.
When you're part of a corporation, you can literally have like six people come in 2 hours early and like hook up a whole rig to have the wires hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's great.
It was all on green screen.
It's great. Those people.
I love them. Yeah. Matt did nothing. It was all them.
I just sat around. They yelled at me to take my shoes off on the green screen.
Yeah, he was just shooting up heroin.
Yeah, in the corner, as I usually do before set.
Not even in the center of the room, in the spotlight. That was the show.
Yeah, I was just in the corner. No, I'm a big fan of the Vive. I think, honestly, if it comes down to, like, tiering, it's Vive number one, Oculus number two, like, right close number two, and then PSVR is kind of a while away.
Oh, 100%. And I was going to get into that even when I said that I like the PSVR. It's because I've played, like, the pinnacle experiences on VR, you know, like I've did the plank thing with you guys. I've messed around at like exhibits and stuff like that.
I gotta have you play Beat Saber, dude. Oh my God.
Yes, please.
Oh my God.
And you play that on your computer.
Yes. So I have it on Oculus and the beauty is, and this is the thing that sucks because like even Steve Zaragoza is like, I can't wait to play Beat Saber on the PSVR. It's like, that's cool. But the only reason why it's fun on the Oculus is you can mod it and add any song you want.
Yes.
So I was doing like Queen.
And it has better room detection.
It has way better room
detection. Yeah, like it knows where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to get to the place where it's going to be like, oh, you're going to step on your couch there, buddy. Watch it.
Stop kicking your dog, dude. Yeah. No, it's so much fun. Like, I used to be into Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Like, the rhythm games are cool. But, like, the fact that it's in VR and you're actually using lightsabers, I've never felt. It's the only game. I think I want to, like, tweet this, but I don't want to piss them off because they're good people that make the game. It's the only game that you could feel like an ultimate badass and look like a total fucking idiot while playing. Because, like, I was playing, this is awesome. And then I let my brother play, and I'm like, fuck, do I look that stupid?
Yeah.
Because I look like an idiot.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just, like, breathing heavy, like,
and you can't hear it because in your head it's
right.
Like,
exactly. Exactly. Or it's, like, the Avengers theme. Or it's, like, you're like, awesome. I'm doing it. Let me finish. It's rad. It's so much fun. But like that's the thing is like, if we're talking about future proofing, Vive is all the way.
Yeah. Right. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Beat Saber is a game that's kind of like Guitar Hero,
right?
Rock Band. It's like musical blocks heading at you, and you're holding like two lightsabers or like a Darth Maul lightsaber, and you're smashing these blocks in the appropriate direction. Just YouTube Beat Saber,
you'll see
click one of the videos with like 3 million views,
somebody uploaded the entire Shrek movie. Like with dialogue and everything.
So and Beat
actually,
Sabered it?
Beat Sabered it. So you can actually like every time there's dialogue, you like swing at a certain thing. It's so stupid, but it's so much fun.
That is so
It's awesome.
Fucking...
The Spider-Man 2 Pizza Time theme. Like there's so many meme-y things on there, but it's rad. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I would have gone and done it already if it wasn't for the fact that like a lot of the things I get and I'm like, oh, I have this. I'm going to stream it.
Mm-hmm.
But like that, it's like you can't just take.
No.
songs and play them on Facebook like that.
Yep, that's the thing that sucks. It's like, I could put this in my Instagram story and that's it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the thing about PSVR, if they were smart from the get-go, they would have done the model that worked for PlayStation 4.
Shots fired at Japan.
Yeah, take this. If they were smart, they absolutely would have done
USA!
The thing
that
for PS4, and they would have just been like, great, you want to play these games? You can only play them on PS4, which is why I got it. I got it because I wanted to be fucking Batman, and I want to play the Arkham experience.
Yeah.
6 months later, hey, look, it's on Oculus. Like, fuck, really? Yeah, like, yeah. I could have played this in a better VR? That's
well,
stupid.
So for me, I got the PSVR, and I was like, this is cool, and I put it on, and I was like, this isn't cool. Like, I played Resident Evil. Thanks, by the way.
Yeah.
I played Resident Evil, and it was awesome, and I'm like, that's such a cool way to experience it. And I saw Far Point.
Yeah.
And I played that. That's pretty cool also. Yeah. And those were both great. And then I played everything else. I'm like, this is fucking Headache City.
Yeah.
These are all Headache City.
It's just not there.
And so I was off it. And then my buddy was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to bring this piece of shit back to EB, the GameStop, and hope that I get 48 cents. And he's like, did you try Superhot yet? And I was like, I did not.
Yeah.
And he's like, hook that up. I put on Superhot. I played for about 45 seconds. I took it off. He's like, you didn't like it? I'm like, no.
Get out.
Call up your guy. We're getting mushrooms. We beat this game tonight.
You texted tonight. Me like a friend. You're like, yo, play Superhot. It's hype. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I'm like, no, dog.
You don't understand.
The VR one. It's the game's awesome. You feel like John Wick.
Yeah.
And that, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, I'll keep this.
Yep.
So I decided I'll just keep it. I have, I had an Oculus developer kit.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to set up. And it was not registering. It wasn't working. I gave it like, I'm the type of guy that I'll troubleshoot something for hours myself. And then I'll like make the calls. I'll look up Google.
Yep.
And I'm like trying to troubleshoot like a developer kit. And everyone that I'm like talking, they're telling me to like, get a screwdriver. And I'm like, listen, I'm trying to figure out a software thing.
Yeah.
Getting a screwdriver is not not something I'm going
to
do.
That is the pain in the ass. It's like, if you want to play these, and like, luckily, like, my brother's living with me and he has like he's like an IT kid. So it's like, hey, make it magic. Go set it up in the corner. And then I just jump in and I play, and then I put it off to the side when I don't want to play. That is the one thing PSVR has over the others. It's like, you just plug it in. You plug it into your PS4, your PS4, and you're set. You're good.
Yeah. Well, I guess the one thing that like, I have with it is, I don't want to say it's easier, but like, this is what I like about consoles. I appreciate the streamlined aspect of it. So like, I get that like, there's a better VR experience out there. This one is like almost turnkey.
Yeah.
It's like a bit more, it's a bit easier to just plug and play.
But if you're going to do that, just get one of the fucking phone ones, you pussy.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I have one of those.
I know you do. You were talking that up too for a while.
Samsung
Gear. All right. Yeah. Just wait till you get an Oculus.
And then my buddy was like, but can you lean? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, lean forward. I'm like, yeah. He goes, but is it leaning in VR?
You're like, no.
I was like, no. And then when I play PSVR, Firewall. And I'll be like, way to go, boys. We got the crypto. Lock it down. Be happy. Be proud of yourselves.
You did it.
And then I always do this. I reach into my pocket in between rounds, and I look down at my phone. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in VR. My phone's not. But I always go and look at my phone in between and look down.
Dude,
I'm like,
I played. Oh, you got to play Marvel Powers United. So we just did a thing with those guys.
I played the Spider-Man PSVR demo, but this looks like there's way more to it.
This is way more. So there's like 36 characters.
No, I don't want to sound like queer or nothing. But the Marvel Powers commercial almost brought like a tear to my eye.
It was cool, right?
You saw that one with the kids. Really, they're dressed like kids. It's us.
Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted. And that's the experience I got. Like, we played it. We did it for a brand deal. And it's so rad. Like, I was literally playing as the Hulk, just grabbing dudes and throwing them.
You like that, eh, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
You like
grabbing
that? Grabbing dudes.
Love grabbing dudes. Big fan. When in Hollywood, man, it's what we do here. But like the fact that you could just like whip at people with Spider-Man, like whip them around, like
a bunch of dudes grabbing dudes, throwing webs,
and slinging webs, man. It's what I do.
How am I going to shoehorn Doctor Strange into this now? Also part of this weird, grabbing dudes.
You got to grab dudes and wear a cape.
Yeah, something there.
It's like a cape, and you got
to use a goatee. You got a goatee.
Use your sling.
Yeah.
Is it a sling or something? I don't know what it's called. Use your goatee. Gay little goatee. No, I love it. It is rad. It really is. It's an awesome game, and like, you should definitely play it. And that's one of the ones where they're like, it's only going to be Oculus. Like, Oculus actually bought the studio, and they're like, we're going to make this an exclusive.
So you have an Oculus and a Vive?
Oculus and a PSVR. I only have a Vive at work.
Oh, you don't have a Vive.
Yeah. You know, the Vive. The Vive.
Who calls it the Vive?
Somebody does. Somebody calls it a Vive.
Ah, God damn it.
Yeah. It's a Vive.
God damn it, Joe Vinshire.
He did call it Aviv once, and I shamed him mercilessly. Aviv. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him and Wes and Lasercorn in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, Aviv. And they're like, Vive? And I was like, actually, in French. And I think just because we were in Canada, they're like, just let him have this one.
Yeah, he could have it. Also, he's bigger than all of us. He can kick all of our asses. Except for maybe LaserCorn. He's scrappy.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
he,
like
as it. He kicks your head and he'll call you Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah. You like that, Harvey? and also the so you like PlayStation better? Which one you like better?
As a console?
Yeah. You can only choose one. Which one are you taking?
So here's the real definitive answer.
No,
I'm gonna give you a definitive one? Yeah. Xbox.
Xbox?
Xbox all the way. Here's why. My Xbox is not just a console. My Xbox is a set-top box.
It's an Xbox One X.
And an Xbox One S. I'll just say Xbox One.
But you know,
One.
Xbox One X versus PS4 Pro, the biggest thing for a lot of people, like, you know, movie dudes like yourself, is the PS4 Pro does not have a 4K Blu-ray player.
Right.
But the Xbox One X does.
It does. It's
That's
so
a big deal.
Considering that the PS4
is Blu-ray. They are
like,
Blu-ray.
It's like, oh yeah, no, this is a Blu-ray player, which the only reason why I bought a PS4
it's
is
like you invented Blu-ray. You don't have 4K Blu-ray player on there.
It's so stupid.
It is a foolish move.
It's so dumb. But I mean, like, here's what it really comes down to. I use it as a set-top box. I use it for everything. My wife, not a gamer, she can't use a controller. Hates the controller. She's like, what the fuck is this thing? She's like, I don't understand what this is. Is it a vibrator? I don't get what the... Like, I don't understand.
You're like, it could be.
Yeah. I just need to not hit X at the right time. and so I have everything go through my Harmony remote. So everything is Harmony. PlayStation, still to this day, doesn't have an adapter for the PS4 for the Harmony remote.
They don't even cross-play with remote controls?
No. You have to have your own remote or your own, like, $50 adapter that they actually... It's
or
like
that PlayStation remote. I wonder if it still works, the old one.
Garbage. It's such garbage. I hate it. But the problem is, because it's not... I think it's not IR channel or something like that, you can't turn on a PS4 from any remote. You can only use the controller. So it's like, so you have to have a controller. That defeats the purpose of it being a multimedia box. So the Xbox One immediately is better. It's just better. It's a better everything.
The weirdest thing used to happen. I had at my last house, I had an Xbox One hooked up to a Sharp TV. Mm-hmm. And right next to it, I had another Xbox One hooked up to another Sharp TV.
Okay.
And when I turned on the TV, one of the TVs, both Xboxes would turn on.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
So that, I guess it's just an IR, like, receiver.
It's just fucking thing. Weird, man.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Every time I did it, I'm like, yo, there is fucking Annabelle's up in this shit.
So many little girl dolls. So many little girl dolls.
I actually do have quite the collection of little girl dolls.
I know
man.
You do. Yeah. I know you do.
Follow at Young Toy Boy on Instagram. That's YUNGTOYBOY.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I have to choose, and people are like, yo, at your age, what's your favorite system?
So many people call you H.
Yeah.
So many people on the streets.
Yo, Big H.
Hey, Big H.
Let me ask you a question.
He's my man, single H.
He's slowly becoming very New Yorker, this guy. I never asked your sister out, Mario.
It's just a border between the two. It's fine.
People are like, which one you like the best? I love PC gaming. I love the PlayStation. And when the Switch was coming out, I was like, that's stupid. I bought a Wii U, so I hate the next console automatically, especially if it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the Switch. Now I'm like, I hope everything comes out on Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I choose my Xbox. And I always liked Xbox controller the best.
Yeah.
Not the Xbox original, not Xbox One, not to confuse you with Xbox One.
Right.
The first Xbox. Not that big doofus controller.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I thought was a great controller. And I used to play first-person shooters on PlayStation, PS3, or even PS2. And the way the thumbsticks are set up, if I'm running right and looking left, my thumbs will touch.
Hmm.
It's like just because it's close.
Right.
They're really close.
Well, now they're not because of the...
Now they're not because of the space bar.
Right.
Which I like that because it has the space bar. And then you can swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, and push it in. That's five new button inputs.
True.
Easily, right there on the controller. And throw in the fact that, like... I know it's not important, but it has the motion thing.
Yeah.
And I'm all for more features.
Mm-hmm.
And then not that it's ultimately important, but it has a built-in battery.
Right.
These are pluses.
I will say that is a bitch sometimes when I don't want to find my charger for my PS4 controller.
Yes.
I, like easily on my
agree
Xbox
with
went,
you.
Shit, swap in double A's.
Swap in double A's. I agree. But then it's I agree with you and I'm 100% with you on that, but it is sloppy human error when I'm banging out the controller batteries to put into my Xbox.
True.
And
no,
he's like,
true.
What are you doing? And I'm like, these are dead too.
Now,
why?
If they were smart, they would open up the QI technology so you could just like wirelessly charge your like literally on top of the console. Just
that would be smart.
Right
but
there.
I think PlayStation is probably sitting on a patent of sorts.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's preventing anyone else from doing that.
I agree with everything you're saying. I would be all for the different
controls. I choose my Xbox first.
You're that same.
But for 100%. The worst reason. Which I is? Love achievements.
Well, you got trophies. Their trophies sound better.
No.
Achievements?
Yeah.
I mean, I've coveted my gamer score for years.
Yeah. So I did covet it. I still covet it, but it was a big deal. Like, if I have Monster Hunter and I'm going to play 48 hours, like, I want everyone to look at this.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is I think the PlayStation, I think it's the weakest thing for the PlayStation, the dashboard or the cross-media bar is the worst thing in the world.
It is.
I'm like, I have games, I'm like, there's games on my cross-media bar. I click it, and it's like, install this game. And I'm like, well, then what the fuck is your bitch ass doing here, bro?
No, it's pointless. There's no cohesiveness. It's the exact same UI that they've had since
PS3.
Yeah.
Since PS3 launch day.
And it's like, of course I'm going to spend the money on the fucking themes because I'm an asshole like that. But I'm like, I don't care about this. However, as much as I talk shit about PS4, I am loving Spider-Man and have not put it down.
Spider-Man is, I think Game of the Year's contenders will be Spider-Man and God of War.
100%. They're going to
own. And those are both only on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And then I think, and I'm going to go ahead and say like Red Dead Redemption might be up there. If it's as good as the last one was. I loved Red Dead.
I love it. It's going to be good. The problem is it's going to be not what people want right off the bat, right? Because everyone is so used to what GTA Online is that the moment they get a game that is like tethered and they don't have to like, they can't play with their friends, they're going to be frustrated.
See, I was on the opposite side a couple months ago. I remember they showed a trailer, and the trailer ended with like 8 dudes on horseback on the sunset. And everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, that's not a good sign. And they're like, why? I'm like, that just looks to me like this is like Destiny. Like, it's like now it's going to be cowboy grinding with your buddies. And I was worried that they wouldn't go full on single player. And like, I love that. I love the GTA single player.
4 months.
Good.
You're going to get single player for
good, because you know what? Like, they don't need to rush it. GTA, like, only went online in a big way, you know, months later when they had the heists and everything.
Yep.
But GTA made, like, $500 million only in online. Yeah. Like, it's the highest selling grossing game of all time.
I am a record breaker on Facebook gaming for having the most concurrent views through GTA
online.
Yeah. Represent.
Whoa!
Represent over here, yeah.
No, yeah, I mean,
like it's a great game, and it's all like, did you fuck with GTA?
And by the way, guys, I wasn't sarcastic. By the way, it's true.
No, he did. He took his shirt off and he's throwing it around. Yeah, it's sincere. You know, it's sincere. When Big H takes his shirt off. Do you fuck with GTA Online at all or no?
I did a lot.
Yeah,
like early on, like I bought a shark card.
Mm-hmm.
I put hours into it.
Mm-hmm.
I hated how much fun I had at GTA. And how much perfect sense it made to purchase a shark card.
Totally.
I hated
how
much it made sense to spend $60 and get $8 million in game.
Yep.
And it wasn't
run a gaming channel, bro. It's free.
It wasn't like, yo, $60 to get 90 diamond shards.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about 8 million cold hard cash. Exactly. I'm buying a fucking apartment,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly.
I wish, and they're so stupid that they didn't do this. How can you not buy drugs in GTA?
Because it mostly is made for kids.
Oh, but let's go murder hookers.
Yeah,
murder and our
hookers
family.
Is family fun.
Yeah.
Doing drugs, you're drawing a line, sir.
Because I think that's like, oh, you think it's great to sell hats that don't exist in Fortnite for $40? What if
you could
literally buy like a bag of cocaine for $40,
that's
real money,
teach the youth of
and
America.
You give your character it, and all it does is make him worse.
But good for like 10 minutes and then terrible.
Yeah. No. Bad for 10 minutes, but he thinks he's good, which is even funnier.
He's just punching a wall.
He's trying to jump things he can't jump.
Uh-huh.
He's like, he rips his own shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need. Like we need to teach
you punch a hole in your own condo wall.
Uh-huh. For no reason. Yeah, it's good.
But like, but it's great because then it's like you buy it and now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a hat that's still there or anything you could trade.
Right.
It's like it's gone.
Yeah.
Anyways, they should do that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, hey, Rockstar, hit me up. We should be doing drugs in game. That's new currency.
Dude, let me tell you something. If people will sit there and wear a hat and be like, whoa, look, you got the angel wings. You got the red hat. You're so good. But like, you don't think people will be like, bro, look what's on my table. And it's like, did you really spend all this money on? It's like, yeah, well, I bought all this cocaine, but I also robbed it from people that had cocaine. And it's like, people are like, whoa, like, you should go to his apartment. You see how much cocaine he has. And he's got like a million views on his YouTube video where he's like, most cocaine on my table. So
wait,
GTA
I'm sorry.
Online.
In this world you've created, there are YouTube videos you make as your online.
No, no,
avatar.
I'm saying like, you, Matt Ross, oh, can me, upload got being got like, so if you guys want to know how you can max out on cocaine and heroin without ODing,
$50,000 of free heroin
for
free in GTA.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just something they should approach.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'll really talk silly. To them. I'm going to see them in October. I'll be like, guys, listen, I got $1 million idea.
Yeah, maybe don't tell them and just ask them if I can come.
All right, sure. Yeah,
don't tell them this idea.
All right. Yeah, you got it. This is a good thing no one's going to listen. It's great.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I honestly think I give it a year. I think Red Dead Online is going to be game of the year next year.
Oh, you think it'll be next year thing?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Why?
You can't game of the year the next year.
That's how it's going to go. I think it'll be...
Well, actually, ever since PUBG got nominated for game of the year before it was out, I guess everything is open. And it won multiplayer game of the year. Man, things changed fast.
Nothing matters.
People were like, PUBG, game of the year. And
like,
a month later, everyone's
colorful.
Like, fuck PUBG,
what if
Fortnite.
PUBG was Minecraft, though?
Yeah.
What if PUBG was Minecraft?
This is what actually, there's a whole other podcast right here, but when you're like... Who the fuck are all these kids playing fucking Fortnite? Don't you ever wonder where all those fucking kids that were playing Minecraft went?
Yeah.
They grew up.
And now they got guns.
Now so they got guns. And now if you're like, who the fuck, how the hell does Jake Paul make $40 million in merchandise? The same fucking people.
Yeah, it's true.
These are all the same people. They're playing Fortnite like crazy. They were playing Minecraft like crazy. They love Jake Paul. They buy Roman Reigns shirts. Mm-hmm. These are the guys that do it.
Yeah.
These are the kids.
1,000,000%. Absolutely. And then their parents do it to try to relate to them. I'm like, I'm Fortniting. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
If you are a low gang Jake Pauler that plays Fortnite, I have no problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your stupid dad.
I agree. Fuck that stupid dad. Coming straight from Big H.
Yeah. From the big boys in Burbank. That's right. We're recording this podcast live. In Burbank. Well, we're here live. HTC Live. HTC Vive.
HTC Live. Live.
That's a Jew I know.
No, is it?
HT Live?
HT Live. You know HT Live?
Yeah, I went to Hebrew school with him.
It's rich.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much. So wait, you said you like Xbox better?
Xbox is better.
Oh, cool. Well, it's not better. Well, I think Xbox is not better. I like it the best, though.
I think it is.
Is that a weird way to say it?
The most well-rounded console is Xbox, unless we're playing Spider-Man.
Oh, real quick. I played Black Ops, the Battle Royale mode on Xbox, and all I saw was that kills PUBG on Xbox. It's like a PUBG killer.
Oh, 100%.
It's not going to beat Fortnite. Nope. It might not like take market away from Battlefield, different people, but it ties directly into PUBG and just takes from them.
Completely. Yeah. It is going to be the PUBG killer. PUBG was already on life support. This is going to kill
PUBG. And the biggest thing about PUBG on PC and why I think people might get Black Ops on PC for that mode is because on PC, some people like turn the graphics up or down.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like some people are hiding in the grass and other people, they don't see that grass.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, from what I've noticed in a lot of EA games, they don't take away or add many graphical effects. They just optimize it in a big way.
Okay.
Like Titanfall on max graphics and not max graphics was not a big difference in terms of what you're visually seeing or the information on screen. PUBG, it's like you're standing in an all-white room and you clearly see this guy or he's hiding in the jungle.
Yeah.
Like it's one or the other.
Exactly. I think it will absolutely kill PUBG players right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next thing. I mean, there's just so much more cool shit you could do. Squirrel suits, bro.
A helicopter.
Squirrel suits and helicopters. Yeah. You can jump in the fucking water. Take that, PUBG.
Yeah, it's like pick up the gun and it's like already awesome.
Uh-huh.
You're like, whoa, look at this gun I got. That's just cool, gun. Ready to go right now.
I don't need a fucking frying pan. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, what I do hate is that it takes like 59 bullets to like down someone.
Yes.
A lot of bullets.
Dude, I was in a straight up just slap fight with some random I was playing today and I was just like, there's a dude right there. I don't have a fucking gun yet. We just went at each other for 7 minutes of just taking hits. It was like fucking
Rocky. And then you guys stopped for a second and you're like injecting. So it's like, okay, wait. Not only, the one thing I didn't like about Call of Duty, I always played hardcore when I played Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. It's like Call of Duty, I got to play it hardcore. Now, in this sense, it's like, okay, so you're going to add body armor.
Yeah.
And a 150 health base health.
Yeah.
And everyone can carry 18 bandages and just inject health all the time.
It sounds like they're trying to go a little more casual, because the Battle Royale, the only way that it matters in the real world is if you try to play to the casuals.
Yeah.
And that's what Fortnite is.
But Fortnite isn't that casual at the end of the day. Fortnite, I watch people play and I'm like, this is mad stupid.
Well, yeah, but it's easier to just walk in on a Fortnite game. You can walk in and be like, oh, cool, I can totally play this. I am super against just like any kind of fucking PUBG match. I played PUBG once. I'm like, nah, too stressful through the controller.
Yeah, I like PUBG. I enjoyed it. I definitely do. But like, I desire more from those games. And it's all about the mid game. It's like, cool, we just dropped. This is awesome. What a little battle. Oh my God, that was exciting. Mm-hmm. 9 minutes of garbage, nothing.
Yep.
Like running simulator for 9 minutes. And 100%. That's the worst part. And Call of Duty has that issue too.
It does.
At least you can get into a helicopter.
You can get into a helicopter. There is cool shit that you can kind of run around in. And it's squirrel suits. Fucking squirrel suits, bro. Nice. They look dope. You could jump out of a plane, squirrel suit, snipe some guy, squirrel suit away. It's fucking tight.
Matt, I want to thank you for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me, buddy. Yeah.
Well, we're still going. I just wanted to thank
all right,
you.
Yeah,
no,
hey,
I'm
you
kidding.
Know
I'm kidding. We're done.
All right.
But tell them, where can they find you?
Twitter, Facebook, at Matt Raub. Twitter, Instagram, all the things. MATTRAUB. Or on Smosh Games. If you look up Matt Raub Harley, you find all the dumb shit we've done together.
Yeah.
Most of the shit I've subjected you to. I'm not subjecting you to the next thing because you're not in town for it, but it's going to be real stupid.
I wish I was, though.
Yeah.
I wish I was subjected to that.
Yeah.
I tried.
You tried.
Didn't work out.
I worked with your travel agent. She just couldn't make it happen.
Ah, she's such a cunt.
I love your travel agent. She's a sweetheart.
I'm kidding. She's the best. Best one in the game. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Fanboy Podcast. Leave a rating and review. It goes a long way. Please. And hit us up. Me or Matt Raub on Instagram and Twitter and be like, yo, Matt, next time you're on the podcast, you should talk about this or that. Or tell me what I should talk about. Or
tell us if we're wrong, if PlayStation 4 is actually better, because you'll be wrong.
No, PlayStation 4 is better.
No.
I just enjoy my Xbox more.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird. It's also a half answer, man. What a fake
answer. It's a full answer. It's more answer.
We'll have to debate it.
My remote works on this one.
But the fuck it does. All right. You're right. You know what? You're right. PS4 is better right now because Spider-Man.
And someone out there right now with like a $2,000 computer is like punching themselves in the face and being like, Harley only streams on his computer. Why isn't he talking about that?
How could you betray me, Big H? I thought we were friends. You were the chosen one.
All right, guys. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.